Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a 91-year-old woman who was admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital with stomach pains had to wait 13 hours for a bed yesterday. Direct provision has been described as legalised people trafficking in the Dáil. It's after the Cashamar Hotel Moville and two other hotels were chosen by the Department of Justice to be opened as direct provision centres. It's been claimed doctors at Letterkenny University Hospital have said they will not offer termination of pregnancy services. And there are fears all threatened post office closures in Donegal will not be reversed. Stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, EU and UK negotiators have agreed on a text that deals with the Irish border. RTÉ News is reporting the text was agreed at around 9 o'clock last night and then transmitted to Downing Street. It's been claimed doctors at Letterkenny University Hospital have said they will not offer termination of pregnancy services. During an Oireachtas Select Committee on Health last week, it emerged doctors at hospitals in Kilkenny, Letterkenny and Cavan have indicated they will refuse to perform abortions. Speaking on the 9 to noon show earlier today, Deputy Patter Tobin says doctors at the hospitals have taken the stance as they believe not enough support services are in place.
The minister decided to bring in this particular law without talking to any doctors whatsoever, so there was no consultation. My understanding is, and I've spoken to a senior clinician within the system in the country who has spoken to doctors in these hospitals, and he has told me that for two reasons, the doctors in these hospitals do not want to participate in abortions. One, like many people listening to your show, they don't want to have to carry out the ending of a life of an unborn child. And, you know, that's what the legislation is said. It's very clear. And, you know, two, they also feel that the facilities aren't in place anywhere, especially in Letterkenny, to provide these. So, in other words, that there are too few wards, there are not enough gynae beds, there are people already in trolleys and corridors, and there are no counsellors available, no bereavement counsellors, no psychological support.
If doctors, and we don't know the number, in three hospitals, Kilkenny, Letterkenny and Cavan, refuse to carry out the termination of pregnancies, does that mean the service won't be provided in that hospital, or does it mean that some doctors are able to sort of withdraw from that, others might say, well, I'm okay with it, does it mean it won't happen there? I mean, a lot of this is sort of speculation, but what's your sense?
All of it's up in the air, and it's, you know, if anybody thinks that the abortion services are going to be run better than the health services, they need to think again.
Meanwhile, it's emerged a 91-year-old woman from Inishowen who was admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital with stomach pains had to wait 13 hours for a bed before being discharged. The woman arrived at the hospital after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon before being discharged at 3 o'clock this morning. The Saoilte Hospital Group has again today urged people to only attend the emergency department at the hospital in the case of real emergencies as they are experiencing very high volumes of patients attending the ED. Councillor Jack Murray says this case is just one example of the widespread crisis existing at the hospital.
Very, very disappointed to get a call this morning from a family of they were very distressed to have taken their mother, her 91-year-old mother, to Letterkenny Hospital. She had stomach pains and severe depression was resulting from that to the hospital. She arrived at 2:10 in the afternoon and without a bed was kept there until 3 o'clock in the morning before being discharged. I think for anybody of any health to be put through such a wait is unacceptable. But for a woman, a 91-year-old woman, it's totally unacceptable. And it's just another example of the strain that's been put in our health service in Donegal.
And Saoilte has said today that at the hospital they are experiencing high volumes of patients presenting in the emergency department. And this is evidence that there is a deeper problem.
Yeah, this case, I think, unfortunately, isn't unique. This is just an example of something that's widespread in Letterkenny Hospital. We hear these reports all the time, and clearly the hospital just hasn't been funded. Now, the family that contacted me couldn't praise the nursing staff high enough. They said that the nurses were incredible in the treatment they gave her, but they're just under-resourced, overstretched. And we've often said that Letterkenny Hospital, the 10 largest hospitals in the state, received the lowest funding per patient, and these problems become inevitable when it's so underfunded.
Direct provision has been described as legalised at people trafficking in the Dáil. Fianna Fáil TD Eugene Murphy says the practice needs to end. It's after the Cashelmara Hotel Moville, along with hotels in Wicklow Town and Ruskin Roscommon, were chosen by the Department of Justice to be opened as direct provision centres as other centres are at full capacity. Fianna Fáil's Eugene Murphy says this type of accommodation for asylum seekers is not acceptable.
There's a veil of secrecy around how this matter is being dealt with, and it's not good enough, Taoiseach. And we must end direct provision. It is simply not the way to do this. Herding these people into hotels. And to be honest about it, I refer to this as legalised people trafficking.
Deputy.
That's what it is.
Meanwhile, an information meeting is due to take place in Moville on Friday to discuss the imminent arrival of 100 asylum seekers. A one-year contract to house the asylum seekers in the Cashelmara Hotel has been agreed. The meeting at 7 o'clock in the Glencrow Hall will be attended by local representatives and officials from the Reception and Integration Agency. Councillor Martin Farron says local people are receptive to the asylum seekers, but they need information about how the process works.
Through Minister Joe McHugh's office, as we were speaking yesterday, there is an information evening now in Glencrow Hall this Friday in Moville at 7 p.m. And a representative of the Reception and Integration Agency will be in attendance just to furnish us with information regarding how this is actually going to operate. There's 100 people coming. This is up and running and this is going to happen. Hopefully concerns will be addressed, and this is the whole idea of it, to just inform people basically of how this operates and what's going to happen. My perception of the whole lot and speaking to people, they have no difficulty. They understand that these people have got to come. The asylum seekers are coming and they've had very, very difficult times. It's just the way the whole thing has been handled, and that's where the local people's concerns were. And hopefully now, when this gentleman comes now on Friday night, he will be able to answer some of the questions that people would have concerns about.
There are fears all threatened post office closures in Donegal will not be reversed. It comes after confirmation that Dunfanaghy Post Office will close despite an appeal against its closure being lodged. The independent reviewers appointed under the appeals process have upheld and passed decision by the company to close the branch. It follows a joint meeting arranged by the Glenties Municipal District Cathaoirleach, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrey and Councillor Seamus O'Donnell to campaign for the facility's retention. Councillor O'Farrey says the appeal system in place is not working in favour of rural communities.
Not surprised, due to the fact that I see other post offices going through the same process, being evaluated by assessors in Dublin, and I don't think they have a clear understanding of rural post offices or rural Ireland at all. I don't think that there'll be any of them saved in Donegal at the moment. We're waiting for another few to come through as well in my own area, in my own parish, Bunbeg and Brunalak. And I must commend the local community there in Dunfanaghy and all the other areas that have come out to meetings and different communities wanting to keep their service in the area. And unfortunately today we hear that that's another post office gone.
One of the points that was made by yourself, Councillor O'Donnell and others, was that the population of Dunfanaghy swells considerably over the holiday period, and these were perhaps factors that on post and the assessors weren't really taking into consideration.
Exactly, and also the population is going to grow to the tune of 50,000 extra people living in Donegal by 2040. And these services are much needed in the community, and I don't think that the assessors, like I said before, are taking this into consideration with the growth that's going to happen in the next few years. And also the expenditure that's putting on local people now, where they have to travel to avail of services in the likes of Alcara and Derrybeg and even Dunloe. So it's putting extra burden, financial burden, on people out there.
Housing issues need to be at the fore in whatever arrangement comes out of confidence and supply negotiations. That's according to Fianna Fáil's housing spokesperson. The talks have been progressing slowly over the last few weeks as Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil teams met. Dara O'Brien, Fianna Fáil's housing spokesperson, says progress on his brief will be key.
We have a whole generation of people that have been consigned to a rip-off rental model, and that's why we insisted in the budget on the establishment of an affordable housing scheme for working people. So we want to see these work progressed, either with us in government post an election, or if there is an extension which would be agreed between both parties. But let's let the talks happen. And as I said, we entered into them in a constructive and a responsible way, as we've done right the way through.
Garda Keith Harrison has launched a High Court challenge seeking to quash findings made against him in reports from the Disclosures Tribunal. The Donegal-based Garda, who was strongly criticised in the Tribunal's interim reports, has brought the action on the grounds of an alleged prior professional involvement between the Tribunal Chair, Mr Justice Peter Charton, and a witness before the Tribunal, Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn. Stephen Murphy has more.
The alleged prior engagement related to when the Chief Superintendent was the Garda liaison to the Morris Tribunal, which considered allegations about Gardaí in Donegal in 2002 to 2005, when Mr Justice Charlton was that tribunal's senior counsel. Solicitors for Garda Harrison says, in light of the alleged prior involvement, wrote to the tribunal seeking to have the reports about their client set aside. In his action, Garda Harrison seeks an order from the High Court quashing findings made in the tribunal's second interim report and the findings of the third interim report insofar as it relates to Garda Harrison. He also seeks orders prohibiting the further publication of the second interim report and the parts of the third interim report that relates to him. Permission to bring the action was granted on an ex parte basis by Mr Justice Seamus Noonan at yesterday's sitting of the High Court. The judge said he was satisfied that arguable grounds had been raised to allow Garda Harrison bring the action. The case will return before the courts in 2 weeks' time.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says he hopes former Garda Commissioner Martin Cullinan will not offer a defence in the legal action being taken against him by Maurice McCabe. Mr Cullinan is being sued after the Disclosures Tribunal found he was involved in a smear campaign against the Garda whistleblower. The Attorney General is examining whether Mr Cullinan can be asked to pay towards any settlement in the case. The state is also reviewing whether it's obliged to cover Mr Cullinan's legal costs. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says there's an urgent need for clarity on the issue.
Can you tell us when we will have the outcome of that review and when we will know for certain that not a red cent of taxpayers' money will be used to defend Mr. Callanan?
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Track your daily fitness with a Fitbit or Garmin tracker from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time's the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. I'm starting with rugby, and Gary Ringrose, Rob Kearney and Kieran Merriman are all on track to be fit for Saturday's test with the All Blacks. Leinster pair Ringrose and Kearney missed the win over Argentina with respective hip and shoulder problems, while Merriman suffered an ankle injury in the victory over the Pumas. Defence coach Andy Farrell says it's a boost to have a fit again Rob Kearney at their disposal.
Well, anyone would be happy to have a Rob Kearney in the squad. The experience alone of what he's been through, and obviously the experience of playing against New Zealand before, is key to any squad. But I think we've got some good grounding behind Rob as well, and people ready and willing to step in if need be.
On soccer, Matt Doherty is a doubt for the Republic of Ireland's pair of upcoming games. The Wolves wingback is yet to link up with the squad as he receives treatment following a blow that he suffered to his head, suffered in his club's 1-1 draw with Arsenal at the weekend. Doherty is to see a specialist in the UK later ahead of Thursday's friendly with Northern Ireland and Monday's Nations League trip to Denmark. The rest of the squad they trained in Abbottstown today. Elsewhere, Shane Supple has been forced to retire from the game at the age of just 31. The Bohemians goalkeeper says a persistent hip injury is the reason for his decision. Supple was only called into the Republic of Ireland squad for the first time since the summer. Meanwhile, Bohemians young defender Andy Lyons, he's been offered a trial with Premier League side Wolves. Excuse me. Back at home, Finn Harps and manager Ollie Horgan have met on Monday evening to discuss a structure for the 2019 season as the Ballybofey club make the move to the Premier Division. It's understood the main topic of the meeting was a budget for next year, which will increase dramatically if Harps are targeting survival in the top flight. In a short statement released this morning, the club say the board of directors meeting was constructive and positive. A further meeting is planned for this coming weekend. In colleges and university league Division 1 action today in Letterkenny, the LYIT played out a 1-1 draw with Dundalk IT. Kieran Kelly got the goal for the LYIT. In other news across channel, Wayne Rooney says he's got the backing of the players he's spoken to in the current England squad to make a one-off international return on Thursday. The national team's all-time leading goal scorer will come out of retirement to win his 120th and final cap in the friendly with the USA at Wembley. The decision has drawn some criticism, but Rooney feels it's a nice gesture to make.
Obviously, we haven't done anything like this before. It's the first time, and I hope that, you know, in 10, 15 years' time, we're sat here for someone, say Harry Kane, who could possibly go on and get the goal-scoring record, then it'll be something which will happen again.
Former England midfielder Joe Cole has retired from playing football at the age of 37. After starting his career with West Ham, he went on to win three Premier League titles, two FA Cups and a League Cup with Chelsea. He scored 10 goals in 56 games for his country. And Ryan Jack's the latest player to pull out of Scotland's squad for their Nations League matches with Albania and Israel. The Rangers midfielder was called up on Sunday's cover but reported an injury on Monday morning. In other news, Notts County, they have sacked their manager Harry Kuehl. The former Leeds and Liverpool forward won only three of his 14 matches in charge since being appointed in September. In Gaelic games, after 21 seasons with An Gaeltacht, Mark O'Shea has announced his retirement from club football. The Kerry legend's final game was a West Kerry semi-final defeat to Dingle on Sunday, where he played the full hour. O'Shea won county titles with An Gaeltacht in 2001 and 2003. In golf, it's been reported today on the BBC that Rory McIlroy could play in only two European Tour events next year. The Ulster man is considering the move in a bid to win his first major since 2014. If it is the case, he could also hamper his chances of becoming a future Ryder Cup captain, as those who decline membership cannot fill the role. He'll base himself next year mainly on the PGA Tour. And in other golf news, all three Irish golfers have made the 72-hole cut at the European Tour qualifying school. Robin Dawson finished just above the cut mark, tied on 69th on 6 under par. Cormac Shervin has a share of 47th on 8 under. But best placed of the trio to gain a card for next season is Gavin Moynihan. The Dubliner ended the day in Tarragona with a share of 29th on 11 under par. The top 25 plus ties at the end of Thursday's play, they'll secure cards for next season. Finally, for this evening in cricket, the Irish women's cricket team, they take on Pakistan at the 2020 World Cup in Guyana this evening. Both sides will be looking for their first one in Group B. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to this evening's top story, as alluded to earlier, the UK and EU have reportedly agreed the broad details of a Brexit withdrawal arrangement. However, government sources this evening insist they haven't seen a proposed deal yet. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe has the latest.
A Brexit withdrawal agreement's been agreed by EU and UK officials after long and detailed talks over the weekend, according to multiple reports. British ministers are being called individually to be briefed on the text of a deal by Theresa May this evening, ahead of a special cabinet meeting on the issue tomorrow. Here at home, the Irish government say they've not seen sight of a deal and the talks haven't concluded. A government spokesman say nothing has been confirmed at this stage and there's still a number of issues outstanding. And to go back to that old phrase, nothing's agreed until everything's agreed. The spokesman also said there's been no movement in the Irish position on a backstop arrangement for Northern Ireland. If a deal is concluded, as widely reported, then attention will turn to whether Theresa May can get it over the line. A deal at official level has looked done before, until it saw the cruel light of political reality. We now wait to see if Mrs. May can get it past her cabinet tomorrow. Sean Defoe, Government Buildings.
A Donegal County Councillor says it's imperative that all relevant bodies in Donegal work towards increasing tourism numbers for next year. It comes as Fáilte Ireland is forecasting tourism growth of as much as 5% in 2019, despite concerns around Brexit. The Tourism Development Authority unveiled its plans for 2019, including a greater focus on business tourism and the promotion of short breaks in the off-peak season. Councillor Martin McDermott says the overall plan seems to have more of a focus on southern parts of the country, and more funding must be made available to the county to level out the playing field.
We're still significantly behind in the amount of money that we're receiving and the amount of money they're receiving, and I think Ireland need to level the playing field a bit and give the northwest counties, the Sligos, the Monaghans, the Sligos, the Mayos, and the likes of Donegal more money to help the tourism, because tourism is really our big avenue that we have to be looking at now.
And you touched on the Irish Open, of course, in Ballyliffin here this year. It's so important to maybe capitalise on that major event for next year and the years ahead indeed.
Absolutely. We must take that and we must capitalise on it. We must use it. And I think Falls Ireland really need to be tying into that and tying into the fact that Malinhead is the most northerly point and we still need a lot of services. The visitor management plan is in process at the moment. It will be finished probably around March, April time of 2019. And all that put together for an issue in Donegal, Falls Ireland really, really need to make sure that the funding is there to back up whatever plans is going to happen within Donegal and make Donegal a destination for visitors to travel to, the same as Kerry or Cork or those areas where, sadly, over the last 5 and 10 years, Falls Ireland and other tourism operators have been pushing people that way instead of pushing them up towards the northwest. And I think that needs to change, and we need to start pushing the visitors this way so that Donegal gets its fair share of visitors and its fair share of monies to help the county.
Weather now, wet and windy tonight. The rain will be heavy in places with hill fog, mild with lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees and fresh to strong and gusty southerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the EU and UK have reportedly agreed the broad details of a Brexit withdrawal arrangement. However, government sources this evening insist they haven't seen a proposed deal yet. It's been claimed doctors at Letterkenny University Hospital have said they will not offer termination of pregnancy services. During an Oireachtas Select Committee on Health last week, it emerged doctors at hospitals in Letterkenny, Kilkenny and Cavan have indicated they will refuse to perform abortions. Meanwhile, it's emerged a 91-year-old woman from Inishowen who was admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital with stomach pains had to wait 13 hours for a bed before being discharged. The woman arrived at the hospital after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon before being discharged at 3 o'clock this morning. And there are fears all threatened post office closures in Donegal will not be reversed. It comes after confirmation that Dunfanaghy Post Office will close despite an appeal against its closure being lodged. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, November the 13th. The death has taken place of Davin Corrigan, 11, the Paddock Glebe, Sion Mills, and formerly of Carton Drive, Strabane. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmite at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Danny Cullen, Gorton na Brad, Carrigard. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St John the Baptist Church for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private, please, with the exception of neighbours and friends, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Mary McHugh, Leconnell, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her son John's residence in Leconnell. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Josie Gallagher, Mina Lake, Clohan and formerly from Riverdale House, Ballandrade and Drumline Ballandrade. His remains are reposing in his home. Funeral Mass at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in St Joseph Church, Letterbrick, with burial afterwards in Kilty Vogue Cemetery. And the death has occurred of Ellen Kennedy, née Campbell, the Diamond Dunlow and formerly of Ramfort, Burton Port. Her remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home with removal at 6:30 this evening, going to St Columbus Church Acres for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in Belcrunch Cemetery.